This goes to Kurt, K-U-R-T, Boyd, B-O-Y-D, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-802-8446. Regarding Donald Shepard, S-H-E-P-A-R-D, date of birth 3/30/1949. Dear Mr. Boyd, this is an urgent follow-up visit for Mr. Shepard with elevated creatinine levels, generally stage 3B, but he did have a worse level, higher than he had been March 12th of 26 at 1.84. And the wife and patient requested a follow-up visit to discuss the change. That level was checked again 3/23 of 26. It was down to 1.77, and again April 1st of 26, down slightly more to 1.74. So it is coming down progressively. The patient has had a history of urinary retention, but did have a transurethral prostate resection done by Dr. Mills, who follows him for that problem. And his PSA level has been elevated. It was in the range of 5 with low free PSA levels. But the last free PSA level was slightly better and a little bit closer to 25. So the wife was encouraged about that. And they will be seeing Dr. Mills again this month for follow-up on April 14th. His last hemoglobin A1C was markedly improved at 6.4, according to the patient. And his weight is up 11 pounds since he was seen on November 3rd, 2025. Currently, he has no symptoms with the hypertension, but has been started on hydralazine. Initially, it was started on 10 milligrams three times a day. And then on March 28th, the dose was increased to 20 milligrams three times a day. And blood pressure readings were ranging between 200 over 84, and the lowest was 164 over 83. After the hydralazine was increased, the ranges were 150 over 80, but 184 over 84 is the highest, and that was April 5th. So it's not working quite as well as hoped at this point, but it is seeming to bring that down a little bit more, very slowly. And no chest pain, palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Medications, I want to highlight Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. Amlodipine is 10 milligrams daily. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. His Lantus insulin is 15 units daily. And he does use Prandin, 0.5 milligram with each meal. Sometimes that helps keep the blood sugar less than 180 after meal. Sometimes it goes up anyway, the wife reports. And the hydralazine, 20 milligram three times a day since March 28th, 26. Physical exam, weight is 210 pounds. Pulse is 56 and regular. Oxygen saturation, 96% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 152 over 72 in the office. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without arrhythmia, although the rate is less than 60. Abdomen soft without ascites and no peripheral edema. In labs, April 1st, 2026 are the last labs, with the creatinine of 1.74, an estimated GFR was 40, so that had improved. His calcium is 9.8, sodium 138, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 27, albumin 4.0, phosphorus 3.9. The PSA was 5.25, and the free percentage of free PSA was 22, which actually was increased. It had been less than 20. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slow improvement. Two, hypertension, currently not at goal, but improving with the addition of hydralazine. We're going to increase that just a little more to 25 milligrams 3 times a day. So that script was sent to Mount Pleasant Walmart. It may need to go higher, but we wanted to be slow and careful, as you have been, with titrating this up. We don't want any rebound hypotension or falls. And three, diabetic nephropathy with excellent control of diabetes. And the patient will have his scheduled follow-up visit with this practice in the next 2 to 3 months. And I have asked him to get lab studies done monthly until he has his next office visit with us, just to monitor for hopefully continued improvement. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.